Tonight, we are in our feelings, and we got trust issues. And not only that, Simone done left your boy Bryson in tears, y'all. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, Missy?
Hey, girl. What's going on?
Girl, tonight, this episode, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Boomerang Season 1, because we do got a Season 2. Season 1, Episode 10, the finale, which was entitled Trust. Mm-hmm. I can't even believe it was titled that. Tonight, y'all, we got a lot to talk about. We're going to give y'all the whole rundown from start to finish. Not only that, we're going to close out with our Speak On It moment, okay? I'm Portia Carter, and joining me is my lovely panelist.
Hey, everyone. I'm Missy Vernier.
All right, y'all. So, shout out to Tanir, who is our regular moderator, but he has a show tonight.
Yes. Shout out to Tanir.
If y'all don't know, Tanir is a comic. Make sure y'all follow him at Tanir W, okay? So, shout out to him. Shout out to Nicole, who is also missing. But let's get into this show, because what nobody missing out this one tonight. No. The season finale. Can I just say one thing? Mm-hmm. I stated in one of my predictions a couple shows back that they was going to break up, okay? And I thought it was going to be because of Bryson. But
really?
Lo and behold, it's Simone.
No, I kind of always felt like Simone was going to leave him hanging.
You thought she was going to mess it up?
Yeah.
That you ain't had no hope for
I felt like Bryson loved her more than she loved him.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You can see it in the episodes. She'd be like, I love you too. He's like,
You want to know something? That's real, Steve. Let's talk about it. So, no, for real. Because that one hit deep. Because, you know, older, wise women always mention the fact that in order to have a relationship with the man whom you can trust, he has to love you more than you love him. And so that has been like the motto with, you know, because, you know, I grew up in a hair salon. So that's like the motto with older women talk the knowledge that they spit. Get you a man that love you more than you love him, because if he don't, he gonna cheat on you. Or something else crazy gonna happen, you know? Mm-hmm. So, do you find that statement to be true?
Partially, not entirely, just because, you know, if you don't love him the way he loves you, you're gonna go out and do your own thing. Kind of like what Simone did.
And run all over him.
Yeah, so I felt like Bryson, he kind of put his heart on his sleeve, like, really put himself out there to be with her. And, like, I could just tell in this episode when she was like, he's like, I love you. She's like, love you. And, like, to me, when someone says love you, they don't say the I.
Because they ain't put their full heart in that.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. I was like, oh, okay. That's what we on? Okay.
Not that's what we don't know. Those are my sentiments exactly.
Yeah.
Like, if I say I love you, I need you to say I love you back. Because what is love you? I used to always tell my ex-boyfriend that in high school. I used to be like, what you mean love you? Who loves you?
Right.
Who loves me? Because you didn't put no type of, subject in front of that.
Or emotion or anything. Or people say illy, like the acronym for I love you.
Oh,
no. Like, that's not, no. Love ya.
You're not about to hit me with no illy. You're not about to hit me with no love you. You can go ahead and
or
bypass all that.
Love ya.
Yeah. That ain't right.
You could say that to a stranger, love ya.
Not I-L-Y, though.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm having all type of epiphanies right now. Because what you're describing is how I felt on the episode tonight. It cut me deep.
Yes.
It cut me deep because, you know, I expected more out of baby girl.
I agree.
I expected Bryson to be the one to mess up tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I expected. But lo and behold, it didn't happen like that. So, we start out the show at, I wanted to believe that it was a strip club at first, but it looked like Bryson's house. They was throwing a private party.
Maybe it was.
Or you think they was at the strip club?
I didn't see no strip club. I don't know.
It looked like something private. I didn't see no posts.
But they all, like, you see David in the back. He was wanting no parts.
He was up. I peeped David. David was up when the women was shaking butt, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as the man got in front of Ari, you know Ari just loving all of it. As soon as the man got in front of there, then that's when David went to go take a back seat.
Like, yeah, he was like, oh, okay, that's what we on? Okay.
Like, this ain't my cup of tea.
Yes.
Yeah, let's just talk about everything that they were doing, because we got Ari enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got Tia stealing the money from the strippers.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. Okay, that's not me.
What?
But I like her hustle.
She's stepping on the ones and pulling it back. No one saw
her. Right, like, what's up? You know, she's stuffing them in her bra, everything, okay? We got Crystal having a good time. And then we got, you know, the couple, Buddha.
At the strip club.
How'd you feel about all of their reactions to how it was going on?
Well, just in general, booed up at the strip club, I feel like that's weird. I feel like you should have... No, it is weird, though. You should be having fun and, like, enjoying yourself, not booed up.
You know, some people boo up. This is, like, really a little... not PG-13, but some people boo up at the strip club with they boo so that the dancer can come and, you know, entertain them, and then they menage a trois.
Oh, that type of thing. Okay.
That's what happens when people boo up at
the
strip club.
So they're swingers then?
Not swingers, but they looking for a third party.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Told y'all, it's not PG-13. They looking for a third party. That's what's going on. So that's how that happened at Triple. Mm-hmm. Just from my knowledge, not because I be on that. I don't. I really don't. But yeah, so they have this little strip club festivities. Mm-hmm. And then the team, well, not the team, the girls of the crew decided they want to take a little break and go sit on the steps and scroll through their Instagrams. Mm. While Crystal is scrolling through Instagram, she finds out that Camden, which is Simone's ex-boo, then popped the question to smarter, French-speaking, more beautiful girl.
First of all, you shouldn't have been on your phone when you're at the strip club or out, period.
Period. Let's be in the moment.
You're right. And so, my whole thoughts, I felt her emotion 100% just because I've been there where I see ex get married or even engaged, and you're like, oh,
okay.
Oh,
you feeling some type of way?
I mean, like, yeah, like, you, not really. Nah, I don't know. Yeah, we're not about to get into that, but...
Nope, let's do it. Let's tag you in. We tagging you in.
No, but...
No, I need to... Look, you ain't even got to tell me the situation, but just tell me why you feel some type of way about it. I need to know why.
Just because, like, if you are in a long, like, this... If you're just in a long relationship period, like, let's say 5 years, mm-hmm. you know, it's like the old saying is, like, it takes you half the time to get over them, so it would take you 3 years to get over them. So let's say you're in that, like, 2.5 year, and then you see them either have, like, get married or start having kids. You're like, oh, my God, I'm not even fully over you yet, and you're already, like, moving on. It's, like, a weird, I guess, weird phase to be in.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. So this is where Simone is. She's in this weird phase. But from Simone's point, I would come from it as if, like, say we use the same scenario. So mm-hmm. say we say that, you know, they were a couple was together for 5 years, mm-hmm. whatever. And then they break up. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, 6 months later, he's engaged. It's like, it took you 6 months to a year to propose to somebody, and I was riding with you for 5 of them years. Like, now you got me messed up because you wasted my time for 5 whole years not wanting to make me your wife. Mm-hmm. And then you go and marry another girl and... 2.5 seconds. It was like, what was I missing?
Well, in that situation, clearly you weren't the person he wanted to marry, obviously.
Facts.
But in this situation, Simone didn't take him seriously. Because remember the first episode, she called him as, like, a booty call. Like, he wasn't something...
Facts.
Like, she wasn't looking at him as, like, a serious boyfriend. She was just like, oh, you're just a convenience person.
Look, and I remember what she said, too. She literally said that the last thing I want to do is be playing house or laid up with you and then be married and posting our babies on Instagram all the time.
Yeah, that's the life.
That's kind of like what she said. And she didn't want that life. She didn't want to be in a relationship. And now, lo and behold, she's in a relationship with somebody who loves her and values her. But these old feelings that she never dealt with this dude done erupted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. But I feel like it's for him to get engaged, that's when her true feelings came out. Because she's like, oh, wait, he moved on. He found someone he truly loves. Like, let me just try to go back and, like, revisit this. I think that's what she wanted from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That revisit, though, that's a little steep. But before mm-hmm. we get into the revisit, let's get into this comparison that just happened on the stairs. So, Tia get the phone, mm-hmm. and she crazy. But, you know, she followed a girl, about to do her research, because we know we play detectives when it comes to finding out who with who and mm-hmm. who messing with who. That's how we do as women. I think men do it, too, on the low. I think they do it,
and
too.
And they don't talk about it.
But, yeah, so they get this. They get on her Instagram, and they like, oh, she look like this. She speak this language. She's smart. She do this. She do that. What's up with the whole comparison thing when you when you break up with somebody and they're with somebody new, why do you do that? Why does that happen?
I don't think it's so much as comparison. I just think they're trying to figure out, like, well, who's this new girl? What does she have? Well, it's like comparison. What does she have that I don't have? Why is he attracted to her more than me? I think that's what she was trying to figure it out. Like,
yeah. And I think it kind of gives women a sense of, you know, I was missing all of that. If I had that in my cream of the crop, then he would have proposed to me instead. You know, that type of thing.
But then Tia did say, like, why don't you just date someone who you're evenly yoked with? Which is true. Maybe she just wasn't, you know, they just weren't a match for each other. Which is okay.
She did say they weren't equally yoked.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't know, girl. We don't know the girl. You know, all we know is Simone, and we know Simone is tripping.
She feels some type of way, definitely.
So Simone, they go home, she with Bryson, and she brings it up to him. How did you feel about this conversation?
I don't think she should have said anything.
Facts.
Because Bryson's already insecure about their relationship. He's been insecure from, like, the start.
What makes you say that?
Just because, like, he allows her to walk all over him and does what she does. And it's just, like, if he was, like, a strong man, he would have been like, no, you're not doing this. No, I got this. Like, he's not like that with her. Maybe because
he don't have his cojones.
Yeah, or maybe he feels like she would walk away from him if he was, you know, stronger than her in some aspects of the relationship. But personally, I don't think she should have brought it up to him at all. Because he's just going to disagree with how she's feeling. And then he's going to feel extremely insecure when she's like, oh, well, I want to see him.
What about his reaction to it?
He was like, why does that bother you? He just dismissed it. He didn't care how she kind of felt.
Yeah. I like the fact that he was honest when he said that, you know, I felt some type of way about Tanya, but I was already over her. I'm not on that. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he overreacted, but he was a little aggressive with the whole thing, like, you know, why you worried about it, you know, why he on your mind. And I feel like he didn't escalate to the high point until she challenged him with that. Like, dang, why are you giving me the third degree?
Yeah.
Why would you not expect him to give you the third degree?
Course.
Like, if I bring up a conversation to my boo, granted, I'm single, y'all, but if I bring up a conversation to my, you know, wishful thinking boo, about to be talking about my ex.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the last thing I'm about to bring up. And then the fact that my ex is with somebody else and I feel some type of way, what are we talking about here? What are we doing?
I know they always say, like, your relationship, your boyfriend should be, like, your best friend, but those are, like, the territories you don't talk about.
Well, no.
No, I think, should be friends with your boyfriend or your significant other.
I think in a best friend relationship, no topic should be off limits. No topic should be off limits, but the way that you approach a topic should be handled correctly.
Yeah, and I don't think she approached it well.
Definitely not. Yeah. She was tripping.
Well, she was already in her feelings when she asked him, and that's why he responded in the way he did. He was like, oh, how you feel about it? And she was like, oh, I don't know.
And then we see this girl stay up all night on his Instagram.
I can't believe she liked the picture.
She liked the picture and she DM'd him because I was trying to see who DM'd who
first. No, I thought he DM'd her first.
No, when she scrolled up, her said hey.
Oh, okay.
And then he said hey. Okay, like, she started the conversation.
But he asked her out. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, he the one who asked her out, though.
Okay.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
But the whole conversation started with her, hey. You know, I don't know
hey,
when she,
head.
I don't know when she put that hey in there, but she for sure liked the picture and then got a response.
I think she liked it and then he DM'd her. I think he started the conversation because then she was like, oh, congrats on the engagement.
Or, yeah.
So
she
I think he started it. But he was looking
but
for
her hey was already there because I watched the scroll up.
Maybe it was from a different time.
Probably. But, you know, I was being a little nosy. Like, no, she not.
Yeah.
DMing him. But, you know, he hit her with the slick and slide talking about, I want us to still be friends.
The DMs are dangerous. I don't care.
Really?
It just depends on the context of, like, who you're DMing.
I guess.
Can be dangerous.
I do not be in my DMs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wish. I wish I could have a great conversation in the DMs, but these fools these days, they be so thinking that the DM, like, they trust in it so much that they think it's going to get them so far that they put in very little effort. Very little effort. And it's just like, you're going to hit me with the hard eyes. Good night. Why are you in my DMs?
I just like it at that point. Because I don't know how to respond at that. It's like, how do I respond to this?
You hit me with the hard eyes. Okay, cool. So then the next time you say, you're very beautiful, I would like to get to know you. I ask you what you own, no response.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what's that about? But people are not really forward. Like, they're forward to a certain extent, and then it starts getting a little weird, and then we get the one words and the emojis all the time, and we grown.
Yeah.
At this point, we grown. But anyway, so they have this conversation in the DMs, and we just trying to figure it all out. And, you know, she is contemplating dinner, and that was the first thing she brings up at breakfast the next morning after he apologized.
I don't even think they should even talked about that. She should just did that on her own. I don't even think she should even told him.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like, behind the back?
Well, like, she should have explained everything, because that whole breakfast scene was the awkward.
Yeah.
It was just, like, he didn't want her to go, but, you know, Bryson, he dislikes her.
And then it was right after he apologized for how he, overreacting. He said, I apologize for overreacting. And she's just like, it's okay. And then, I love you. They exchanged the I love
you. And she said, love you.
And and she goes and say, so is it okay if I go to dinner? Like, that's not how you ask nothing.
No.
Like, well, no, she was like, it's cool if I go to dinner with him, right?
What? No.
Like, I thought we just nipped this in the butt when I just said, you know.
You know what he should have said to her when she was like, is it cool if I go to dinner with him? He should have said or responded, like, I don't think that's a good idea.
Facts. But he wasn't being true to himself. He literally was just like, he literally got into the defensive mode. And I think sometimes when we are insecure about things, we have our guard up. So we can't necessarily be vulnerable in that area of our insecurity because our guard is already up because we want to protect ourselves. So he had this hard, stern outer appearance, and he just like, you grown, do what you want to do. And I'm just like,
no, if he truly loves her the way he says he does, he would have been like, I don't think that's a good idea. And because that would make her think like, this isn't a good idea, because if I see him, things gonna pop off.
Facts.
You know, so she had to take a step back. And she wanted to see him, though. She didn't even need his approval.
And I think she knew that something was going to pop off.
Yeah.
She had to know, because the way she was looking at him, the way she was thinking about it, how much of in her feelings she was in, it's just like, something got to give at this point.
But she responded to the DM. That's what I'm saying. If she didn't want to see him at all, first of all, she wouldn't have liked the picture, and she wouldn't have DM'd him.
Right.
So, like, she definitely wanted to see him, for sure.
Definitely wanted to see him. Well, before we get into our next topic, we definitely want to see y'all some more. Okay, take it away.
All right, guys. So we just want to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we need your help. So make sure to subscribe on YouTube, give us a rating on iTunes, and leave us a comment. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has mean so much to me, just because I get to share this awesome moment with Portia, us being together. So drop in that live chat, and I'll shout everyone out. And thanks for supporting AfterBuzz TV.
Thank you guys for helping us become the ESPN of TV Talk. And if you're listening on iTunes right now, make sure you give us 5 stars and write us a little review, comment. Let us know how you like the conversation, and if you've got something to say to add to what we're talking about. Okay? So, Bryson done told the fellas. They at the pool hall. He let them know what's up, and Ari ain't with it. Let's talk about it.
Man, he should have just... His friends knew he was being insecure from the start, because he brought it up.
I like Ari's whole speech. He literally told him, he said, nah, you a dang fool. He was like, because at the end of the day, when old things spring up, old feelings and stuff that you didn't even know was there come out, which was her exact words. He literally said, old feelings and stuff come out. Then the next thing you know, this fool said, with baby oil, Apple Jacks, and a jacuzzi.
His personal experience.
Outside of that part, he was talking about his personal experience, but outside of that, he had some truth to it. Like, when your exes are involved, sometimes there are ties there, whether it be a soul tie, a spirit tie, emotional tie. There are ties there that try to keep you in that bondage of that relationship, especially if it was toxic or not good for you. And when you don't know how to, you know, properly break away from something like that or be healed from it, then you end up back in the same cycle. It's like a reoccurring thing. If you don't get out, you're going to keep on rolling up in it, you know? And he was so right, because that's exactly what she did.
That date looked fire, though. It looked like a fun date.
Okay, a whole date, and y'all supposed to just be chilling. Just supposed to have been chilling. Like, I don't understand. And, you know, David was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. But Bryson is just like, you know what? If I told her no, then she would say, you know, I don't trust her. So he put his trust on the line for her to crumble all over it. it just crushed it under her feet.
But he knows he doesn't trust her. I feel like he knows that internally, because he knows, like, or, like, he feels like she can leave him whenever and come back. I feel like that's what he thinks of Simone.
Yeah, I think that's the underlying factor. The underlying factor is that he has some type of, you know what you said, he has some type of insecurity there about his decision-making when it came to that. He didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
All he know is he loved his girl, and he want to give her what she want.
Yeah.
Because in her eyes, she's perfect.
But that's how you get walked all over, and people take advantage of you. They don't respect you.
Facts.
And so he just needs... Well, you see at the end of the episode, he kind of learns it the hard way, so...
Yeah, because when you put somebody else's feelings mm-hmm. and desires and everything before yours, you get a whole lot of backlash with that that ain't pretty.
Mm-hmm.
It's all negativity from this point on. It ain't nothing nice about it. So Simone goes on this date, and, mm-hmm. well, this dinner with the friend... As soon as homeboy pulled up, she could not stop staring at him with the googly eyes.
By the way,
I was appalled.
I was like, girl.
Come on, go ahead and say it. I know what you're about to say. Let's talk about it.
He's not even that cute. Bye.
Ding, ding, ding.
He's not.
He is not even that cute to be stared at like that.
Young Thug or something.
How about he looked like your thug?
He did. I was like, ooh.
He was not that cute. I was so hurt.
Maybe she saw for his, like, personality.
Yeah.
Instead of his looks. Some people could do that. I can't, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Probably the personality, and because, you know, he got a little flavor and spice to him. He a rapper, possibly, you know, he possibly do a little something illegal.
Entrepreneur.
Let me not judge the boy. But, you know, he probably do something a little off the charts. You could tell he got moolah, and you could tell he's a person of high profile and high status yes. because he called whoever he wants to get Cascade open on a day that it ain't supposed
and
to be open.
And maybe she likes him a little bit more than Bryson, because Bryson just lets him like, walk all over him. But with him, he probably is just, like, saying, no, we doing this. He's probably, like, very
stern.
Assertive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, most women like that. Mm-hmm. Most women prefer a man who has a little spice to him, who could actually show his masculinity in every situation mm-hmm. and not just, you know, the bedroom. But, yeah, so.
He probably manhandles her. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Right. Amen. So. So they at the little restaurant. They at this like high profile restaurant. Mm-hmm. She not feeling it, so they go to another restaurant where they eating some good old soul food, and she munching on some ribs. And he hit her. Well, first of all, she all up in his grill,
mm-hmm.
and she's questioning him, and she's just like, you know, what are you doing? Why did you marry her so fast? Or no, not why did you marry her, but why do you got this other girl? Blase, blase. And then she hit him with the question, "What do you want?" He says, "I want you."
Man, I hope she didn't believe that she did, though. I was like, he's lying.
You mean to tell me that you hoe butt got yourself on one knee,
mm-hmm.
pulled out a ring that you bought with your money
mm-hmm.
to another woman, but you want me?
Bye. I hope she didn't believe
all
that.
The way bye.
Bye.
Bye, but she and bye some hoe.
She ate it up, though.
She didn't eat it up. She was the predator in this moment.
No, but she already, the way she looked at him when he said that, she was like, oh, okay. She ate it up. She didn't say bye.
She ate it up, and then she hit him with the whole next question, so why you with her? Or why you about to marry her?
She shouldn't have said that.
And this fool talk about something because I was tired of waiting on you.
Yo, he was saying all the right things just to get in her, you know what? Because she was believing him.
But I feel like he was saying the right things to get to that point, but she knew exactly what she was doing. She knew she was opening up the floodgates, okay? Mm-hmm. She knew.
She was opening up that door again.
She knew. And then he hit her with the let's go to our spot, which is Cascades. They mm-hmm. had a nice little skating venture.
In the beginning of the day, I liked because they were in public. Because usually mm-hmm. when you're in public with people, you don't be like all like PDA. Like some people do it, but mm-hmm. not a lot. But when they were at that skating rink, man, they should have not went there because it was just them two.
It was just them two. And, you know, seclusion or when you just cut off from the world with a significant other or past mm-hmm. significant other or just somebody of the opposite sex if it's you're heterosexual, it's about to go down. No matter what y'all doing in any type of intimate setting, you said go to our spot. Our spot about to get, you know, broken in, mm-hmm. okay? Like... because that's just what happens. That's what we could expect. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so they have this little intimate moment and then they kiss. How did you feel in that moment?
I knew it was going to happen. Knew it. I called it from the very beginning when she said she wanted to go on the date with him. I was like, oh, they about to do more than just kissing. But then she stopped herself, and then I was like, you know what happens. But I was just like, girl, you know you want that. And you're going to go back and go get some more.
It was like they kept going on commercial during the intimacy part. Kept going on commercial to the with all the intimate parts to the point where I was giving Simone the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? Okay. She not going to do nothing. She giving him the googly eyes. Mm-hmm. So that was rubbing me the wrong way. I was already feeling some type of way about the whole thing. The googly eyes, I can't take it. Because it's just like, first of all, he's not that cute. Second of all, he's not your man. Why are you staring at him like that? But I literally gave her the benefit of the doubt. But when that kiss happened, I was all the way disappointed. It was no type of nothing to pull me back up from that disappointment, okay? Nothing.
It wasn't like a long kiss, but it was enough to be like, wow.
It was enough to be like, what you doing?
Yeah. But she did pull, she pulled herself away because she knew it was wrong.
She did. And then, not only that, she gets a phone call from Bryson and she lies about her whereabouts. She tell him she at home and he outside.
Well, why she do that? I don't understand why she had to lie to him.
Because he didn't even ask her, was she home?
Right.
Didn't even ask her. She could have just said, you know, I went a little overtime. We out at the skate rink. Just been honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least tell your whereabouts. Like, I'm at the skate rink. She hit him with the slickest lie, like, I'm at home, we good.
She told him a whole lie.
He already got trust issues, but now you lying?
Mm-hmm. Maybe she felt like she kind of already knew he was sitting outside her house. Maybe she kind of knows, like, that he does that. Maybe.
If she knew that, you think he would have lied? She would have lied still? If she knew he was sitting outside her house?
Maybe, because then she could be like, oh, I'm in...
What was the point?
I was in my back bedroom. I don't know. I got all the lights off. I don't know if she could have done that.
Good night.
I'm just saying.
I ain't seen no garage with no car in the driveway.
She parked in the garage. It could have been a whole story. I'm just saying. I'm trying to stick up for her.
It was a whole lie.
It was a whole lie.
A whole lie. He knew it. And he heard her through her teeth lying. So we get to this ending part. First of all, she was going through it from the moment she kissed dude. She was looking like she was disappointed in herself. Then she goes and she has like this little moment while she's taking her milk bath. And then the ending conversation happens. And this is where it all goes down. And I think her hitting him with the line of, I never said I was perfect, is some BS that all cheaters use.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Or, like, no one told you to call me, or something crazy. And you're like, what? I was just calling you to make sure you good.
How did you feel about Bryson crying about it?
You already know how I felt, but...
okay, I know how you feel. We're going to leave it at that. But he wasn't crying when they had this conversation. He was really stern with his sentiments, and he let her know, like, you got me messed up.
Yeah, for sure. But I just felt like him crying was just, like, unnecessary to me.
I felt like he was being a childish kid. Yeah. Sitting there pouting, talking about some, I can talk to you, however I want to talk to you. I said, boy, if you don't man up, we ain't talking like that no more. This is not kindergarten.
If he was, like, true to himself and, like, has that authenticity about him, he would have already told her, like, this isn't a good idea. I don't think you should go. If he truly loves her, but instead he let her to... you know, go. And then when he's sitting outside the house crying, I'm like, you had multiple times of telling her before even going, of saying, like, I don't feel comfortable you going, you know? But he didn't, and he allowed her to have her way. And I just felt like him crying was just like, you could have moments to step up, and you chose not to.
And now he's stepping up at the wrong time. But now she's crying. So look at how the tables turn. You feel like her tears was fake?
Yeah.
The waterworks was out of the nothing. They didn't come from the depths of her heart.
No. And first of all, she was taking a bath because I feel like something else happened. They didn't show it. So I was like, why is she still in this milk bath? Okay.
Okay. So you alluded that the milk bath was, you know, okay. The recuperating from, you know, activity.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Because usually if somebody was, like, quick, she'd be, like, doing something else, like, oh, stepping out the shower or something. But she was thinking, like, oh, was it really worth it? I think that's what she was probably thinking.
I think at this moment in the table, when he broke up with her and hit her with the you just like your daddy line, she knew that what she had done was not worth it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It made me think of the movie, actually, though, in that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like her daddy.
Crazy.
Well, the breakup happened. Now it is time for our Speak On It moment. Okay, guys? Give us real quickly your Speak On It moment.
So my Speak On It moment, I feel like it definitely had to do talking about, like, the whole ex itself. Mm-hmm. The whole, like, scenario. Because that really just, like, I've been there. So I was like, dang. But I think she handled it all wrong.
Yeah.
So I just felt like the breakfast scene to me was, like, the most, like, pivotal moment just for me. Just because, like, he had a chance. He mm-hmm. didn't speak up, like I said. And, like, he just, I felt like he kind of, like, failed her mm-hmm. in that moment.
I get it.
And she kind of just did what she wanted to do at the end of the day. And instead of calling her, he was over there talking to his friends. He should have just been calling her, like, yo.
And preventing it from happening.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's only so much you can do with somebody that's going to do what they want to do anyway.
Yeah.
But my Speak On It moment was the moment when Ari said, when David asked Bryson if he trusts her, and he took that pause, and then Ari said, if you got to think about it, you don't trust her.
Right. That was powerful.
That was powerful, and that goes to say, in our lives, if we got to think about something real deep before we answer the question, that's not how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
It's not how we feel.
Or you're just finding a good, thoughtful response to whatever's going on. Yeah. It just depends on the context of, like, what's
the situation. Yeah, it depends on the context, but in a situation like this, you really, you know, tap into your insecurities when you see that, dang, I really don't trust this person. Why don't I trust this person? What is it in me that has this insecurity? But then he's been hurt before.
Yeah,
so definitely. There we have it.
Well, maybe he shouldn't be, like, dating. Well, maybe he shouldn't just take time for himself to figure out who he is before he's dating.
Right, because he show is the man with the plan, but... We gonna see more of his plans and the man Bryson on season 2 because we gonna be right back here with season 2. They was renewed.
Yes.
Until next time, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
Hey guys, you can follow me at Missy Vernier on Instagram.
And thank you guys so much for joining us for such an amazing season. It has been great with this walk in the park with y'all. Boomerang is amazing. Shout out to Lena Waithe and Halle Berry. We love y'all. You can find me on all social media at Portia Carter. We out.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.